91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 9 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankemat. Just after midnight on May 1st, Prince Edward OPP responded to a 911 call at a home on Stanley Street in Bloomfield. Officers found a 46-year-old man dead in the home. As a result, 53-year-old Lawrence Markwell of Bloomfield was arrested at the scene. He's being held for a bail hearing at the Ontario Court of Justice in Belleville this afternoon. He is charged with second-degree murder. The name of the victim is not yet being released, but anyone with information is asked to contact Prince Edward OPP. Six of Ontario's worst roads are in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. Dufferin Street in Toronto is at the top of the CAA's worst roads list for 2012. This is the sixth year that Dufferin Street has made the list, but the first time it took the top spot. 80% of those who voted for Dufferin Street complained about potholes and crumbling pavement as the reasons for selecting that road. Seven people were killed after Taliban insurgents attacked a compound in Kabul that houses foreigners this morning. It happened just hours after U.S. President Barack Obama left Afghanistan's capital. NATO spokesman Brigadier General Carsten Jacobsen says most of the wounded were Afghan children on their way to school.
Fortunately, ISAF did not suffer any fatalities, but we have civilian casualties in this incident, and particularly sad we have seen civilian children being wounded.
The Taliban claims the attack was a response to Obama's visit. A Toronto couple who pleaded guilty to the murder of a 7-year-old girl in their care have been sentenced to life in prison. 50-year-old Warren Johnson and 33-year-old Donna Irving have no chance of parole for 15 years. Court heard that Caitlin Sampson had 70 injuries on her body. She was found dead in 2008. Police say Johnson and Irving were the girl's guardians and had beat her for months until she went into septic shock. The case drew outrage, and the province has since toughened the rules, requiring background checks on people applying to be guardians. At least 11 people in Egypt have been killed by armed attackers near the Defense Ministry building in Cairo. Reporter Mark Levy says at least 50 protesters were wounded in the attack.
Unidentified thugs attacked demonstrators in front of the Egyptian Defense Ministry. The protesters want the military to hand power back to civilians here. It was the bloodiest confrontation involving anti-government protesters here for months.
Many of the protesters are supporters of an ultra-conservative Islamist who was thrown out of the presidential race because of eligibility rules. Conrad Black will be allowed to live in his Toronto home again. The Canadian press has confirmed that the ex-media baron and convicted fraudster will be allowed to return to Canada. He will be freed from his Florida prison on Friday. Black has been granted a 1-year temporary resident permit by the federal government. Opposition leader Tom Mulcair says that for the Harper government to okay the return of a man who renounced his Canadian citizenship and has since become a convicted felon shows double standards and special treatment. In sports, NHL playoff action, New Jersey hardly missed Ilya Kovalchuk last night. David Clarkson and Adam Larson scored their first goals of the NHL playoffs as the Devils dropped the Flyers 4-1. Kovalchuk missed the game with a lower body injury. He led the Devils in points during the regular season. The second round series is tied at a game apiece. Alexander Radulov and Andrei Kostitsyn will sit out tonight as Nashville faces the Coyotes. The Predators suspended their two forwards for a violation of team rules, but would not elaborate on what rules were broken. The Montreal Canadiens have found their new general manager, according to a report from the Chicago Tribune. The newspaper says that Blackhawks assistant GM Marc Bergevin has been named to the post. Montreal native Bergevin would take over from the fired Pierre Gauthier after a disastrous past season for the Canadiens. In the MLB, Canadian Brett Laurie hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning as Toronto beat the Texas Rangers 8-7 last night. They rallied from being down 5-0 to beat the team with the best record in baseball. Kelly Johnson and Jose Bautista also connected for the Jays. On the hardwood, Kobe Bryant had 38 points as the LA Lakers fended off Denver's late rally. They had a 104-100 win over the Nuggets. LA now leads the playoff series 2-0. Andrew Bynum had another big night following up his triple-double in Game 1. He had 27 points and 9 rebounds. And Paul Gasol had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists for the Lakers. Drew Holiday led Philadelphia past Chicago 109-92. Holiday had 26 points as the Sixers evened that series at a game apiece. The Bulls were without all-star point guard Derrick Rose. He suffered a season-ending left knee injury in the closing moments of Game 1. Looking at the forecast today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness this afternoon and a high of 19 degrees. Tonight, a chance of a thunderstorm this evening with a low of 14. For tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm again in the evening and a high of 21. At 9:05, it's 9 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is on the air and online. Go to 91x.fm. News is next at noon.
This is 91x. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.